You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, The Ring-ins is a comedy television show that airs Thursday nights on Māori TV about a kapahaka group who try and overcome their differences to put on the performance of a lifetime at nationals. It's got Horiahe Pene doing a fantastic double role as Fire Mavis Antipes, and Katie Wolfe is an eccentric nanny fanny. I spoke to one of the producers of the show, Vivian Wigby, to learn a little bit more about it this morning. It's been described as a sort of mix between Pitch Perfect and Modern Family. Where did the premise of this show come from?
Wow, I really like that description. Whoever gave that description, good on them. but the premise came from three people, myself, one of them, sitting around one day just talking about, you know, what would make good New Zealand comedy, representative of New Zealand, unique to New Zealand, unique... incorporating Māori, and two of the people are heavily involved in kapaka. One of them is my co-producer, Mahanga Pihama, and the other is our line producer, Kim Morgan. And we just started jamming some, you know, things that happen in kapaka, and realised really quickly, wow, there's the opportunity for a comedy series out of a kapaka situation is perfect, and that's where it came from. It was very easy. We saw it immediately.
Yeah, I think that definitely comes across as well. And there are some really great characters scattered throughout. Some of my favourites include Nanny Fanny, Fire Mavis, and of course Roland. They're so colourful and so kind of wonderfully absurd at the same time. Were there any traits that make up these characters inspired by real people?
Yeah, absolutely. There is not one character that is representative of just one person, but there are many people in the kapaka realm that go into making up, you know, one of those characters. So lots of different traits moulded together to form those beautiful and, yeah, as you well described, absurd characters. Who did you say? You said Roland.
Roland is my favourite, I would say.
Right, yeah, lots of people's favourites. Roland is played by Tūhoe Tomopoiaria, and clearly he is a kapahaka performer. And there's quite a... I mean, he sort of did bring a lot of himself to that character, I think it will be true to say.
That's cool. So there's also a lot of politics that goes on between the characters, eh? Like a lot of competition between Sina and Puhi wanting solos,
yeah,
and then Teeps and T-Dub wanting to assert dominance, or even Mavis and Nanny Fanny's back and forth. What can you kind of tell us about this power play?
I think it's just what happens in any sort of competitive arena, you know, be it kapaka, be it sport. There's lots of competition in the quest for competition. So, yeah, lots of shimmying around, and certainly by all accounts, and it's no big secret, and it's sort of nothing to be ashamed of. There's a lot of that in kapaka, and 'cause basically, you know, you're wanting to put your best foot forward, your best group forward, and people have quite often worked really hard for many years to get to the point of a performance at Matatini. You know, doesn't happen quickly. And in the real world of kapaka, there are people who've dedicated their life to it as a performing art and as a way to express being Māori in New Zealand.
And there's also this interesting approach to notions of gender and sexuality that I kind of noticed. I mean, there's a point where Teeps doesn't want Roland doing poi, and then there's the whole relationship between Mavis and Moke. Was this intentional in terms of trying to promote a discussion, or was this kind of challenging the cultural...
Absolutely. Yeah, we sort of saw it as a really good opportunity to put some of those issues forward, and the Roland Poi Teeps thing actually came out of a situation, not last year, but the year before, I think, where at the secondary school Kapaka Nationals, I think I might be wrong, but I think it was Hatopaura, they did a poi, like, you know, right. their boys' school, and there was a lot of controversy surrounding that. Mm. And so we wanted to put that out there in an attempt to get people sort of thinking about it, talking about it, and laughing about it.
Hmm. And I think that's the best way to approach it as well, eh? Just like laughing about these things.
Yeah, like how serious really was it?
Yeah.
Did it have to make the 6 o'clock mainstream news?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I also think you've done a great job in balancing the mix of Māori and English dialogue throughout. Is promoting te reo the ultimate goal through this?
Always.
Yeah, I feel like I've learned a lot already. Like, you know, tautoko, wharepaku after last week's episode.
Yes, tickle. it is. And it's always a very, there's a lot of thought, a lot of expertise goes into trying to sort of achieve that fine balance when you're sort of talking about te reo and trying to put it into, you know, a context that is sort of less about strictly learning and more about just absorbing.
Mm.
It's not easy, and sometimes it doesn't work as well as it could.
Yeah.
But we just, you know, you just keep trying, and not just us, but many Māori production houses are in the same boat, and we're all just trying.
Cool. Well, I think you've struck the perfect balance of something culturally in tune and something that's kind of widely relatable for everyone in New Zealand. So how can people get behind it?
The best way they can get behind it is by watching it, and also commenting on social media is a great and easy way these days of, you know, sharing your opinion, whether it be positive or negative. And also, if, you know, if you feel really strongly about it, is actually emailing or commenting on the Māori Television Facebook page or emailing them, because, it, you know, ratings are a big thing in being able to get more funding to produce another series, which is obviously what we would love to do. Unfortunately, Māori Television doesn't seem to rate in the sort of generally accepted way that television stations should. But
right.
We know that people are watching it. We know that they are. So the only way that, you know, our broadcaster can know, other than those ratings things, which are crap.
comments. Social media comments, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Yes, that was Vivian Wigby, one of the producers of The Ring-Ins. Jess, how do you feel about that show?
That sounds awesome.
That sounds awesome, eh?
Like, what time is it on?
So it is on Thursday night, so tonight, 9 p.m.
Yes.
And then they have repeats on Sundays at 1 p.m.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.